Let me speak in the name of God, the lover of the beloved, and the love sharer. Amen. The human brain is a storytelling machine, constructing stories to explain our experience of the world. And religious faith is not, as some believe, shaped by assertions of truth, true or false, good or bad, light or dark, but by the power of story, to communicate more imaginative and skillful ways of living. And the Bible is full of such stories, with a potential for life-enhancing or life-constricting, depending on the way we receive and retell them in each present moment. Larger stories reframe our own self-limiting stories, and faith-based stories challenge our awareness of the pernicious cultural stories that lay claim on us, competing with us for our primary allegiance. Good stories break the power of the illusion that we have no choice, as if there are no other stories to draw from and no other ways to reframe the stories that we have. To the ordinary demands of 21st century American life, in 2020, we have had added the unprecedented stresses of a full-blown global pandemic visited upon us in full medieval horror. On the cusp of 2020 turning into 2021, pandemic losses are urgently reshaping the stories we tell. Threats to the very environment that sustains us now mean that there can be no justice that is not environmental justice. And tonight we hear the Christmas story retold afresh in the context of 2020, a story of renewal that demands that our long-held certainties begin to give way to the fruitfulness of uncertainty, so that a new world can begin to grow through the cracks in the old. It's Luke who tells the best story of the birth of Jesus. And it's Francis of Assisi who populates Luke's story with the visual props of the traditional nativity play. We now can't think of Christmas Eve without mental images of a ruined stable lean-to bestrewed with straw, with grazing sheep and lowing cattle, incredulous shepherd yokels, and an angel or two singing glory to God in the highest and peace among all people on earth. I don't know whether you have viewed the old master's depiction of the nativity of Luke's story that we heard this evening. And if you have, haven't you noticed that the idyllic foreground scene is set against a background of collapsing civilization and a darkening sky? Glory to God in heaven is all very well, and it's all very good, but the reign of peace on earth is not yet fully arrived. And with the birth of Jesus, the story has begun, but its ending is not yet complete. And as Sunny Kapoor, the proprietor of the most exotic and best marigold hotel, proclaims, it will be okay in the end. And if things are not okay, it's because it's not the end. And as 2020 draws towards its painful and still frightening end, it's not the quaint details of the manger scene that communicate the meaning that we yearn for. Old stories with each retelling have the potential to become new stories. And if the particular chemistry of the present moment is the key to the past remembered becoming the future reshaped, our question tonight is not so much what did Luke intend for us to understand from his story, but what do we hear in his story? In 2020, we have all come to experience the frightening novelty of no longer knowing with any assurance where safety lies. Anxiety about who's safe and who's not has forced us to view one another with increased suspicion as we retreat into social isolation. In 2020, so many more of us are experiencing a frightening sense of social and economic marginalization as our previously held certainties no longer feel so certain. Yet with every action, there is a reaction. Social isolation is countered by new virtual ways of bringing us together, ways that will leave a lasting legacy for facilitating social relationships into the future. Hated mutual suspicion of one another, spurred by the age-old fear of contamination, refocuses our attention on the interpersonal qualities of mercy and forgiveness, humility and compassion. Absence only makes the heart grow fonder. The threat of social collapse demands we relinquish old ways of working that will no longer serve us going forward, requiring that our long-held certainties give way to fruitful uncertainty, so that as the world begins to grow, a new world emerges through the cracks of the old. The enchanted, magical realism of Luke's depiction of Jesus' birth among angels and shepherds may no longer speak to us as once it did to previous generations. Yet in 2020, we cannot miss the themes beneath the surface, themes of safety versus risk, themes of vulnerability versus invulnerability, belonging and rejection, hope and fear. So on Christmas Eve in 2020, I believe the power of Luke's story. I believe in this story with all my being. I believe this story not because I mistake it for a literal description of true events, but because to not believe is an impoverishment of me. To not believe limits me. My life is all the richer. My ability to weather the vicissitudes of fate strengthened because I believe that the Creator has entered into the very structures of the creation to experience it from within alongside us. The universe has purpose. And this story reveals how God is actively engaged in bringing that purpose to its fulfillment. Luke's nativity story is a story that we have heard many times before, but in the present context of 2020, it becomes a new story, speaking to us no longer of the past remembered, but of future possibility emerging from the tensions of the present time. And tonight we hear the story as a jumping off point to reshaping our future, inviting us to grow into our responsibilities as God's agents, actively engaged in the continual inbreaking of an environmental justice, embracing all forms of injustice as a sign of the divine repair of a broken world. The birth of Jesus is a story about the Creator's self-emptying into the creation, witnessing the endless power of God's love to provide the creation with the energy for continual renewal, and hearing the Christmas story retold afresh in the context of this night in 2020 requires that our long-held certainties begin to give way to a fruitful uncertainty, so that new worlds begin to grow through the cracks of the old. Our Christian story is a drama in two parts. In the birth of Jesus, God has inaugurated the messianic age in which we live, keeping Act 2, the final fulfillment of a new heaven and a new earth, in mind, reorients us back to the work of the messianic age. That is the remaking of a broken world, despite the frustrating fact that the inbreaking of justice and peace is still in the process of moving towards its final completion. What better than to end with a contemporary voice, a voice of the Irish mystic poet John O'Donohue, inviting us into a future reshaped by the stories that we choose to live by, enlivening us to the invisible geography that invites us to new frontiers, to break the dead shell of yesterdays, to risk being disturbed and changed. So to live the lives we long to love, and to postpone no longer the life we came here for, and waste our hearts on fear no more. Amen.